I'd like to call the March 22nd, 2016 meeting of the Darien Township Board of Supervisors to order. If everyone would please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Attorney Anglin, may I please have a roll call?
Mr. Foley.
Here.
Mrs. Court.
Here.
Mr. Engel. Mr. Weir.
Here.
Chairman Moyer.
Here.
You have a call.
Thank you. Although it is posted within the meeting room, I want to advise those persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record of all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. This time, I'd like to invite members of the audience for visitor and public comments. I'd like to ask anyone who has a comment or would like to say something to the board supervisors to approach the podium. Please state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. Any takers? Seeing none, I would like to move on to the approval of the March 8th, 2016 Board of Supervisor meeting minutes. Do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I will second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And those minutes are unanimously approved. Turning to new business. A1 through A24 on the agenda is the approval of ordinance number 679 to issue a banknote to refinance the Series 2011 bonds that were issued to finance projects for the Darien Township Municipal Authority. Mr. Nigley.
Yes, over to Mr. Verdelli.
Mr. Verdelli.
Good evening. Actually going to give you a quick update on both of the refinancings that we had presented to you a couple months ago for the Darien Township Municipal Authority. One was the issue that you were guaranteeing and you approved that guarantee, and then a couple weeks later we priced those bonds for the Municipal Authority and they approved that transaction on the 29th. So just want to give you a quick update on that, and then we'll get to the actual ordinance for the other refinancing of DTMA debt, which was an issue that was mentioned, the 2011 note of the township. So on the handout that I have in front of you, page one, this is a summary of the Municipal Authority's debt after these two refinancing transactions that we've completed in the last 45 days. And those issues are shown in column four, is the new DTMA 2016 bond issue. And with your approval of the ordinance tonight, that's column seven, the Township 2016 GO note, is the refinancing of the 2011 bonds. So these six financings are the current outstanding debt of the Municipal Authority. And one thing that you'll be able to take a look at, column eight, really shows the dramatic impact we've had on lowering the debt service of the Municipal Authority as a result of these refinancings. That annual debt service was at a running rate of about $3.4 million per year. And you can see over the next few years, it's around $3 million, $3.1 for several years before it goes back up to $3.4. So the combination, as you'll see from these two refinancings in the last month, is producing over $1 million of debt service savings for the Municipal Authority. If you turn to page two, just the quick highlights from the guaranteed sewer revenue bonds that we priced for the Municipal Authority back on the 29th. Again, this is the issue that you guarantee. I just wanted to highlight the final results. If you look at the second bullet point, the middle part of the page, the details on the 2016 bonds, the final issue size was $8,850,000. The final interest rate was 1.62% on that issue. That was a 10-year issue. It's also, when you look at that interest rate, it reflects the township's credit rating because the township guaranteed this issue. Therefore, the rating on the bonds was the township's. That's why we have worked so hard to have such a strong credit rating. And you can see where that pays off is that you can borrow $8.8 million at an interest rate of 1.62%. That financing produced net savings to the authority of $835,000. So very, very successful transaction. When we started that process back in the fall, right before the holidays, the savings were at about $500,000. This increase in savings reflects how interest rates have dropped since the beginning of the year. So that issue at the bottom of the page is scheduled to close next week. You see the settlement scheduled for March the 29th. The issue that you have in front of you tonight to adopt an ordinance for the refinancing of your 2011 bonds, I have the highlights of that on page 3. And just a quick recap is, back in 2011, the township issued debt on the municipal authority's behalf for one of their projects. Right now, there's just under $3 million left on that issue. The current interest rates are 2.1 to 4%, and the call date is coming up here on June the 15th of this year. Our new loan is highlighted there in the second bullet point. The new amount will be $3,105,000. The new interest rate, as a result of the winning proposal that was received from Fulton Bank, is a fixed rate of 2.07% until June 14th of 2023, and then it'll be at a floating rate for the final 3 years of the loan with a cap of 3.75%. When we assume the worst case scenario of a 375 for those final 3 years, the net savings to the municipal authority are $182,000 from this refinancing. The subsidy agreement between the township and the municipal authority for these three issues that you've issued on behalf of the municipal authority, that document will be updated to include the payments on this new note. That's basically the agreement where the municipal authority is agreeing to make the payments on the debt that you have issued on their behalf. So the financing schedule there, you can see all the steps that we've been through since the authorization back in November. With your approval tonight, we would have settlement on this issue on May the 18th. One other thing that we did to enhance the savings was the closer we get to the call date with this settlement date, the more efficient the transaction is. There's less downtime of having the money sitting idle. So Fulton Bank agreed to what really is a 30-day longer settlement than normal. We got them to agree to settle the loan on May the 18th instead of the normal would have been about April the 18th. So that was another benefit of the proposal. On page 4, I have a summary of all of the different proposals we received from the RFP that we sent out to all the local banks, as well as some of the larger banks that we know like the municipal space. And here are all the different proposals. Some had as many as three different rate options, but the Fulton Bank proposal with a 7-year fixed rate was the one that was most attractive. So I would be happy to answer any questions regarding the proposed ordinance that you have before you for the issuance of your general obligation note in 2016.
Lou, thank you very much for the presentation. Sure. I'm looking at the ordinance and I'm looking at the note, and they're fairly complex instruments, both of them. Who wrote and reviewed both the ordinance and the note?
Your bond counsel firm, McNeese, Wallace, and Nurek, prepares those documents. They're circulated to the working group, which includes your solicitor. So they're reviewed by all of us.
To include our legal counsel then?
Yes.
Well, very well. The letter, March 14th, 2016 letter from Fulton Bank, memorializing its proposal, indicates that payments under the subsidy agreement do not secure the 2011 bonds. What does? Is it the full faith, credit, and taxing powers as a security payment? Is
that That's correct, yes.
And I noticed in the Fulton Bank letter, it describes bank-qualified tax-exempt interest rate options, and I believe it provides two options, the 5-year BQTF and the 7-year BQTF. And I just want, for clarification, which one was chosen and why?
We chose the 7-year at 2.07 to have the longer term with a fixed rate, to have that locked in, a shorter period being variable. that produced the most savings that we could know that were locked in and guaranteed, since the other one was just for a 5-year period.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anyone else?
Yes, and there's the full bank letter. It says $3.2 million, where on the page before that it says $3.9.
Right.
It's either $5,000 or $95,000 difference.
The original, the 3.2 was an estimated number when we sent out the request for proposal. That was the estimated size. Once we had the final issuance cost and the final sizing of the issue, the final amount is the $3,105,000 that you're actually borrowing.
Any other questions? If not, I'll make a motion that ordinance 679 to enact an ordinance authorizing the issuance of the township's general obligation note series of 2016 for purchase by Fulton Bank N.A., proceeds of which will be used by the township to undertake the current refunding of the township's general obligation bonds series 2011. The acceptance of the Fulton Bank N.A. proposal to accomplish the current refunding, and that the current refunding of the 2011 bonds be approved. Dwight, you're a second.
Second.
Seconded by Matt Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? And the ordinance is passed unanimously. Thank you very much. The next order of business is to revise the final subdivision and land development plan for the Point plat number 1265. Mr. Emmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This development originally proposed 21 single-family dwellings and 56 townhouse units, as depicted on plat 1256. Since that approval, the original owners of the property, who were going to retain the Stover farmhouse, have decided not to retain that house. As a result, and in consideration of the size, the location, and the poor condition of the structure, the developer has decided to demolish it and create two new lots in its space. The revised plan shows that modification, as well as some grading changes in the area west of Buck Drive and Red Fox Drive intersection. So the new plan will now depict 22 single-family dwellings and 56 townhouses. So, in essence, the two lots that I'm indicating on the plan were created in place of where the stone house was. Otherwise, the plan is substantially the same as the previous plan that was recently approved and recently recorded. As a matter of fact, the waivers, although listed in your agenda item, I don't believe it require any additional action, as this is simply a revised plan. So I'm recommending approval of plat 1265. Subject to the following: that the applicant reimburse the township for costs incurred in reviewing the plan no later than April 22nd, 2016, that the following items happen by September 22nd, 2016, although I will be lifting item F and H from your papers, from the staff comments, as those items have already been addressed. So that the bond is amended to refer to plat 1265, and that the balance is adjusted as necessary. That the full disclosure statement is revised to reflect the increase in the number of lots. That a letter is provided by the Delphi County Conservation District approving the revised erosion and sedimentation control plan. That a copy of the revised NPDES permit is provided. That the amendment to the access easement agreement is signed by DGS Development Corp and recorded. That the fee in lieu of open space dedication for the additional lot is provided, and that the additional traffic contribution in the amount of $641 is provided. And finally, that the revised stormwater best management practices, operation, and maintenance agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan. That's my recommendation.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
One question regarding the farmhouse. Is there anything that can be done or will be done to either work with the local historical society to take some remnants of the farmhouse in terms of preserving its history? Obviously, we can't keep every building that's a part of our community, but certainly that building has some historical significance. I just wonder if there's any, if there could be anything done to at least partner with the local historical society, at least for it to be photographed properly before it's demolished, or something might be preserved that might help educate future generations about the farmhouse and its role in our community and its history.
So Doug and I have talked about that a little bit. When I was in Bainbridge, Lancaster County, operating the ordinance there, we had an ordinance that required a photographic record of what's being torn down. He has said that yes, he will allow us in the house to take pictures, and if I'm sure that would be extended to the Historical Society if they chose. Doug is also in the process of working a deal that the house may be taken apart piece by piece and moved to the site in Elizabethtown where many structures like this end up and preserved there. And if not the house, then maybe some of the structures on the property. I don't think it was Doug's first choice to get rid of the house that's there. I know that he's offered it around to a few people and places with no takers. So yes, we've pursued, and Doug's continue to pursue ways of preserving
what's there. That was my only concern, and I appreciate your efforts to do that.
Okay. Is this one of the properties on our new comprehensive plan listed as a historic property?
Can you talk into the microphone?
Is this one of the properties that's listed on our comprehensive plan as a historic property?
It's likely to be. I don't know sitting here, Matt. We have no historic preservation element in our ordinances.
And dovetailing off of that question, I seem to recall an issue, was it in Gettysburg or Carlisle, where there was that building that was raised, and then after the fact it was discovered that it was on some sort of, or was not on some sort of historic register of some sort. Are we comfortable with the fact that this is not under some sort of
I am. I know that when Brandon was putting together some of the historic elements of our comprehensive plan, that I don't believe there's anything exceptional that happened at that homestead per se. I think Charles has taken diligent notes and maybe we'll chase anything out of the woodwork that might be out there. But again, within our ordinances alone, we have no preservation. Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to confirm what you said, and that was that Mr. Gilder did, in fact, attempt to sell this premises so as to avoid the need to tear it down and, or move it or otherwise remove it, and that was unsuccessful.
I'm sure we all require that there's been a for sale sign in front of this property for many, many years.
Right. Okay. Are there any questions? Noting none, do we have a motion that the revised final subdivision plan and land development plan for the Point Plat 1265 be approved subject to the conditions outlined by Ms. Tremmer?
So moved.
I will second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 All those opposed? And that is approved unanimously. The next item on our agenda is item C1 through C3, consideration of the release of the remaining balance of the performance security for the preliminary final land development plan for the Hilton Gardens and Hershey Building Addition, plat number 1244. Mr. Trevor.
This is a housekeeping matter of releasing the remaining security for this project as it's completed.
Do we have a motion?
So moved.
Second? Seconded by Ms. Court, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion carries unanimously. Item D1 through 3, consideration of releasing and performance security for the preliminary final subdivision plan for Ian and Heather Carter, plat 1174. Again, Mr. Emmer.
And again, this is a housekeeping item for the full release of the bond upon the recommendation of HRG.
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Item E1 through 6, authorization for a civic banner to be located in the grass area adjacent to the Hershey Company Technical Center building along Route 422. as well as in front of the 14 East Chocolate Avenue building. Mr. Emmerich.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our zoning ordinance allows banners advertising civic events in two fashions. One is with some limited size, and the other is as approved, or as may be approved by the Board of Supervisors. This banner proposed falls under the latter. In this case, the applicant is looking at putting up a 32-foot-long banner for the annual Hershey Miracle 5K race. This will be the 13th annual. They're looking at putting it up, as they have in past years, along the front of the 14 East Chocolate Avenue building and staking it in the ground along the by the Hershey Company Technical Center building. The board has approved this in past years, and I'm recommending that it again be approved.
Any questions? Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Ms. Gordon seconds, and all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? And the motion carries unanimously. Turning to item F1 through 5, approval of Schenck Farm adoption through the Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful program. Mr. Mandia.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We did receive this request through the Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful program on behalf of the Lancaster Mennonite School Hershey campus, which is located on Sand Hill Road. This adoption would include coordination of two cleanup days in any given year. That would be coordinated through the Department of Parks and Recreation. Some of those cleanups or jobs could include trail work, limb trimming, washouts, any other projects that might come up within Schenck Park. Also, could coordinate these cleanups with the Park Pride event or the Kiss Hershey Back event. One thing that I do want to make sure it's clear is that this adoption or partnership wouldn't preclude other organizations in the community that have been doing projects within Schenck Park or any of our parks for that matter in the past years, including our scouts and all the other church groups and folks that have done those projects. This doesn't impact their ability to do that either. They can still do projects within Schenck Park. This is just a formalization through Keep Pennsylvania Beautiful program for this particular partnership. So with that, we request approval.
Very well. Any questions, members of the board? Matt, there's a reference in the motion that's been drafted here to the Lancaster Mennonite School Hershey campus. Could you explain that language a little bit?
The Lancaster Mennonite School Hershey campus is the school that took residence of the Hershey Christian School on Sand Hill Road. They picked Schenck Park, obviously, because it's in close proximity to the park and made it convenient for their service purposes.
Very well. I'd like to make the motion that the adoption of the Schenck Park is outlined within this agenda item between the township and the Lancaster Mennonite School Hershey campus be approved. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt Weir. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And that motion is adopted unanimously. This time, I'd like to turn to board correspondence and boarding committee information. Susan, would you like to share anything with us?
Yes, just because I was curious, I texted the executive director of the Historical Society because I wanted to know about the farm, and she said it's not registered with the National Trust, but it was at one point considered for a preservation award. So so that everybody knew. Other than that, I would just like to request that Chuck would kind of keep an eye on that to make sure we're doing everything we can to document that properly. That's it.
Thank you, Susan. Matt?
Yes, we have our stormwater meeting with DTMA tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, and I believe that's the fourth one. So,
thank you very much. I just would like to announce that the Trojan Foundation had another successful Taste of Hershey recently. At the Hershey Lodge Convention Center. It is a phenomenal event with local restaurateurs. We had if not a record number of restaurants participate. Pretty close to it. It was well attended, it was beautifully done, the food was outstanding, and we hope to build on that next year as well, and it benefits the Hershey School District. And if you haven't participated in the past, I encourage you to participate in future years. And I want to extend an appreciation to Hershey Entertainments and Resorts for graciously facilitating the venue for that event. We're very fortunate to have that venue. John, any correspondence?
I just want to mention the upcoming open house ribbon cutting for the new Hershey Fire Department facility. So April 23rd, 10 a.m. till we're not sure.
Until we figure it out.
Until we figure it out. 10 a.m. to 1 or 2. And it will be a rather large event, so we encourage everyone to come out and join us. And there will be an item for the press as a press release coming forth shortly, but just keep that in your mind. And other than that, we continue to advance the transportation initiatives. There is ongoing meetings and good stuff happening. Those that aren't paying attention to it and don't necessarily see it, but Park Boulevard realignment is well underway. Bridge abutments are going in now, and I hope I'm not stealing any of Matt Banana's thunder, but it's progressing along very well. So that's it.
Thank you very much. Turning to reports, Chief.
The only thing I have is it was a reminder today that some construction started on sub 43 north of the square. We're starting that resurfacing project, so that'll be during the day. I think 8:30 to 3:30 during the weekdays. And then once they start the paving project on that, I think that'll be at nighttime. So it's supposed to last until Memorial Day, and then they'll work on another section after that.
Thank you. Hershey Fire Department, did Mr. Foley steal your thunder, or?
That's okay. We're slowly, we're breaking into our new station, and
beautiful.
Yes, we're very excited for our open house coming up in April. And, we should have everything pretty much in place by then.
Thank you. Bob?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just wanted to report, I didn't know if anybody noticed yet or not, but the crosswalks that you had asked for at Salon and Powertrain, is that the name of the gym? Powertrain have been put in place. They are thermoplastic, and hopefully we'll get 6 to 8 years wear out of that.
They look really good.
Yeah, I was going to say,
they
look great.
Really quickly, too. So.
Yeah, it really pops the whole intersection. So, yes, great work.
And people are stopping.
Which is good.
Yes.
Barbara.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As has been the case for the last few months, our focus is primarily on our radio frequency identification, security, and checkout system at the library. Today we had installers there putting in the new hardware, and we hope by the end of this month we'll have everything ready to go so that we can actually go live with the new system on April the 4th. I would like to mention that on April the 2nd, that's Saturday before, we have an all-day event. It's a new event for the library. It's called a Local Author Festival. And we have now 30 authors that are local authors that will be participating on that Saturday. So I encourage everyone to take a chance or take an opportunity to come over to the library and meet. We have many, many local authors that otherwise get very little recognition, and some of their works are very good. Some of them I don't know anything about, and that's an opportunity for all of us to learn more about those local authors. So I encourage you to come anytime on April 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you. And Barbara, do we still have a need for the removal of the old, the pocket?
This coming Monday on the 28th, the library will be closed to the public all day. The staff are going to be working specifically on that project. We're still working on it.
Would you be amenable
Let's
to volunteers assisting
Monday, event? Monday, we hope to be finished with all of that, plus encoding all the new materials. But we've given ourselves till the end of next week on Friday to really have it all done. Anybody shows up to volunteer, we'll put them to work, believe me.
Fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cheryl?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have nothing.
Thank you. Matt?
Just a reminder that our fundraising efforts for the Cocoa Castle Playground replacement is underway, going well, and all the support opportunities are on the website for folks to take a peek at.
Fantastic. Thank you. Matt?
Just two items. The Oakmont Crossing there at Wood Road, we have completed the survey and the base mapping, so we'll be looking at the designs of that in the next week or two here. Have something for you probably by next meeting. Locust and Java, we held our pre-construction meeting today. They're going to start work actually tomorrow out there. And I got the information for the emergency contacts, so I'll send that to Tom and Chief. I'll send you it too, just in case there's any issues, but we'll have a full-time inspector out there watching pretty closely, and they're anxious to get started now.
Thank you, Matt. Any questions on that? Charles?
I have a few things. Our zoning ordinance development, the mapping and the initial draft ordinance have been provided to the committee by EPD. As far as next steps from now to April 11th, we'll be looking for questions from the committee to better facilitate our next meeting with them. I anticipate questions from the public during this time as well, and sharing information in meetings between staff, consultants, and major stakeholders. April 11th, all of the comments should be into us for our April 14th committee meeting. From there, we'd like to have it on the May 3rd Planning Commission meeting as an introduction item to get everybody familiar with it. And then again on the June 7th Planning Commission meeting for a more robust discussion, including public comment. We'd like to finally then have it on the August 2nd Planning Commission meeting for final recommendation onto the Board of Supervisors, and are hopeful that by August 23rd we'll be ready for a Board of Supervisors public hearing. So that's how that project is coming together. This is the second meeting in the month, and we generally talk about property maintenance at that. I just recently sent to the board the final draft of the property registration ordinance that John and I just finished. I'm looking to have that listed for consideration and adoption at the April 12th Board of Supervisors meeting. If you recall, that's the partnership with Community Champions for registration of foreclosed properties. I've put two articles in the Township Publications under the heading of the Informed Citizen. Hopefully you caught them, hopefully you found them slightly interesting. One described the size of Derry Township and stated that zoning permits are required. Second one described the housing stock, including rentals in Derry Township, and talked about the minimum area required for each habitable room. The next one will be talking about Penn Woods, street trees, sidewalks, and grass. So this is part of getting the codes or getting the information out to the public on the premise that when people know what's expected, they do it. We'll be looking at the ratio of complaints to better direct our efforts of types of complaints. We've increased our partnership with the legal system. I'm happy to report that court on Friday, although I've not got the written judgment, I'm expecting a judgment in favor of the township for $5,000 as the penalty or as the fine for a troubled property. And finally, during the month of February, we've issued 30 building permits, 16 zoning permits. We've done 147 building code inspections and 34 property maintenance and zoning violation inspections.
Thank you. For you, Chuck.
Yeah. Any questions or comments for Chuck?
Just a comment. Thank you for taking the time to write those articles. It's nice for the community members who want to learn a little bit more about what you do.
Chuck, I know I'm stating the obvious, but those public hearings for the zoning issues, we want to make sure that that notice is out to pretty much every avenue of every medium possible that we can think of that will reach the residents of Derry Township, so that they know that they will have an opportunity to weigh in and evaluate what's being considered.
That's our intention.
If you could make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Chuck, I think what would be good is if we talk to Jill and just come up with something for the website that kind of lists the dates and when people could participate and to what capacity. That way, it's all there, and then we can push that out through the email and social media so everybody should know.
That's great. Thank you.
Happy to do it.
Lauren, anything?
I have nothing this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very well. Turning to approval of accounts payable in the amount of $506,979.98 and payroll in the amount of $300,954.34. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? And the motion for approval of accounts payable and payroll is hereby approved unanimously. That turns us to the second session of visitor and public comments. If anybody has any public comments, I invite members of the audience to approach the podium. Please state your name and address, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less.
No worries there. Hi, my name is Steve Roberts, 1223 Limerick Court. And first I want to thank Chuck, because we have a group from what we call Dairy Cares, and our primary concern is making sure we keep the tax base up, right? The last thing we need are rundown properties and a declining tax base that's ultimately going to hurt us all. So when I heard the recap that Chuck provided, I'm very encouraged. Thank you for your efforts there, and I hope everybody supports what he's trying to do. That said, our group has been meeting for probably 6 months. We've had a couple meetings with members of the group to express our concerns. We were told that we would be part of the solution. We developed a plan on page of our own, which we were prepared to present. We were told that a recommendation would be coming. We thought we were going to be part of that solution. We haven't been thus far. I'm not exactly sure why. Maybe members of the board don't think we have anything to add, but we live here. We care about it. And for whatever reason, we get an audience when we want to express our concerns. We're told we'll be involved in the solution, but based on what I heard tonight, a recommendation is going to you folks before we've seen anything and had a chance to contribute. Now, if that means we're going to have a chance to weigh in afterwards, that's great. We thank you for that. But if the recommendation is going to come from the City of Champions or whoever it's called, and I don't mean that sarcastically, and we're going to see it for the first time when the rest of the community sees it, I feel like our efforts to reach out and partner with the township have been overlooked. So again, I thank Chuck. I can tell from being at this meeting, he's a very busy man. And I know a number of you have been approached by folks that work with our group. Matt's been in attendance. We're here to help. And I'm just wondering what we can do to be more involved and help the process. So thank you for your time.
I appreciate those comments, and I apologize if there was any oversight or lack of inclusion on your organization's behalf. Has there been any dialogue?
If I could, I'm happy to push the ordinance that I just sent out to the board, out to this group, with the board's permission.
I'm in total support of their engagement. I do think that we should have the opportunity to. I haven't seen it yet. Has it been released to us?
Yes.
When did that go out?
Yesterday.
It was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Via email.
I got that. Because I think you know I'm keenly aware of that or keenly interested.
I will check on that as well. Also, I've been down an inspector since November. I'm afraid to engage you guys till I'm fully staffed again. Okay. So you've not been forgotten. It's just, it's not quite the time.
Okay.
But I'm happy to send you the ordinance that we're working on.
Well, and I think it's important to point out that as we get it, it's really just, that then it becomes an item to be considered and discussed and then brought forward before the public. So you would certainly have that opportunity even before the public hearing to have a preview of that.
That's great. Again, we've been totally transparent in our intentions and our desire to help. And again, I know how busy Chuck is, especially being down an inspector. I just didn't want to come to the podium after everything had been decided if there's a kernel of an idea in what we've developed that might be beneficial to the community. So thanks for hearing me out. Thank you for responding. I've been here before where it's, you know, thanks, have a nice evening. And that wasn't the case. And so I thank you for that sincerely. And again, I thank Chuck for what he does. He's a one-armed paper hanger in a lot of ways. We just want to provide a couple extra hands.
Thank you for
so
hearing.
Thank you. Thank you so
actually,
much.
It sounds like it's probably the ideal time to get that group back involved. So it's good timing.
Okay. Is there anyone else that would like to make public comment this evening? I do notice that there's a Boy Scout in the audience, and would you like to tell us what you're involved with and perhaps why you're at today's meeting?
I am here. I am from Boy Scout Troop 108. My name is Dominic Caracuto, and I am here because I am working on an Eagle Scout required merit badge that I think it's citizenship in the community, I believe, but it requires to attend a meeting, and you have to write down like what. Like kind of like the arguments kind of that are going on, or like the discussion. So that's basically why I'm here today.
Well, thank you for coming, Mr. Caracuto.
You're welcome.
And I wish you the best of luck on your Eagle Scout efforts.
Thank you.
And if you need a copy of tonight's agenda to, and if you don't have one already, to assist you in your,
thank you.
Your written summary, Mr. Gamble there, offer you that. And if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact me or any members of the Board of Supervisors, and I'm sure we'll all be more than happy to talk to you.
Thank you.
And thank you for coming tonight.
Good luck.
With the conclusion of visitor and public comments, I will certainly entertain a motion for adjournment.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley, all in favor?
Aye.
And those opposed, and this meeting is adjourned.